till the angels come and I see the light to the very end, till I give in to the last beat of my heart. No, I can't swear that I'll be here for the rest of your life, but I swear I'll love you for the rest of mine. No, I can't swear that I'll be here for the rest of your life, but I swear I'll love you for the rest of mine.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz taking their message on the road today, campaigning in Wisconsin and Michigan with 90 days left until Election Day.
After introducing her running mate to the country at a rally in Philadelphia.
Governor Tim Walz of the great state of Minnesota.
Vice President Kamala Harris is wasting no time, hitting the campaign trail with stops in Wisconsin and Michigan, two critical blue wall states where Democrats hope the Midwestern governor can draw in voters come November.
We need you, each and every one of you.
Shannon Kingston, ABC News, Washington.
Republican candidates Donald Trump and J.D. Vance also holding events in Michigan today. Debbie could deliver another 2 feet of rain to parts of South Carolina before it moves up the East Coast. A separate storm in the Northeast last night already soaking the region. That's led to thousands of cancellations and a backlog of delays. This is ABC News. Britain's new prime minister in the hot seat as unrest continues over the country's failed policy over illegal economic migration.
The British government wincing after Elon Musk said on social media that civil war is now inevitable in the UK. Prime Minister Starmer counters.
Over 400 people now have been arrested. 100 have been charged, some in relation to online activity, and a number of them are already in court.
Musk contends the British criminal justice system treats Muslims more leniently than far-right activists. The violence on the streets here has been going on now for more than a week. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
People in Southern California alerted by their cell phones about last night's earthquake. The state's new earthquake early warning system flagged people just seconds before the magnitude 5.2 quake, the epicenter about 25 miles south of Bakersfield. More than 20 aftershocks have been recorded. No damage or injuries, though, immediately reported. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable's bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly sunny and mild today, with high temperatures a touch warmer, rising to the upper 70s. As a cold front sweeps through the state tonight, chances for light, scattered showers push on in and linger through tomorrow morning. Then, our temperatures take quite a spill as we close out the week. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 74.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A man who pled guilty to killing a mother of five is headed to prison. Ted Allen has an update.
After being originally charged with first-degree intentional homicide, 34-year-old Tyrone Young pled to a lesser charge of second-degree intentional homicide in the death of Sifania Busar from a February 2023 shooting in Beloit. Online court records show Young was sentenced to 40 years in prison. In exchange for the guilty plea, five related charges were dismissed. He was also sentenced to 20 years of extended supervision when his prison time is completed.
A tear-down date has finally been set for the Old Northridge Mall in Milwaukee. City leaders told neighbors there's a lot of work to be done before crews can actually take down the building. Crews are currently removing asbestos and cleaning out the mall's interior. They'll also have to dismantle the pipes and heating ducts. It will likely be the fall of 2025 before the building is entirely gone. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News This Hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center, Durand. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. And Abyss Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealers, Durand. And Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. The Durand Fire Department's new ladder truck has arrived. The department picked up the new 110-foot ladder truck yesterday and had it on display for National Night Out. Durand Fire Chief Jamie King says the new truck will be useful not only in town, but also in rural areas.
It'll be useful downtown areas, the courthouse, hospital, buildings, big commercial buildings like that, but also on all of our local farms. The dairy farms have gotten so big in our area, so that you get the larger bins for bin rescue, silos. It'll also assist in the rural community as well.
Firefighters will spend the next few weeks training to be certified to use the truck, and King hopes to have the new truck in service by the end of August. All eyes are on Eau Claire today as both presidential campaigns come to town. Republican Vice Presidential candidate J.D. Vance will speak to a Republican gathering this afternoon, while almost at the same time, Kamala Harris and her new vice president pick will speak to a crowd of Democrats. Both are campaigning again in a part of western Wisconsin that could help tip the balance in the state. Wisconsin is considered one of the key swing states in the race for the White House. A new poll for that race here in the state is due out later today. Someone in Lake Halley is stealing cars. Police in that city say they've received calls about 6 stolen cars recently. Detective Tim Bowman says they've recovered 4, but 2 others are missing. One of the cars that the police have recovered, money and other things inside, were all cleaned out. Bowman says they do have a few suspects in mind, but he says it's best for everyone to lock their cars going forward. Students in the Rochester School District will now face new restrictions on cell phone use when they return to school this fall. The district's school board approved new rules that require elementary students to keep their phones in their locker, backpack, or cubby throughout the school day. Middle school students must also keep their phones in their lockers and not bring them to classrooms. School district officials say the new policies are designed to improve students' performance in class while also enhancing their mental health. You're listening to WRDN News.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
A Dunn County man has been found guilty of child sexual assault and three other felonies. Daniel Sims was found guilty by a Dunn County jury yesterday for assaulting a child back in 2016. Sims was already serving time for assaulting a woman several times and will also go on trial again in November on charges of assaulting a different child. There's a warning about overdoses from Barron County. The Barron County Sheriff's Department yesterday said authorities had to use Narcan three times on Monday and Tuesday to revive people from overdoses. The sheriff is blaming a bad batch of drugs, likely laced with fentanyl. Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald said all three overdose victims were found in public places, even though they were all found in different places. The sheriff says Narcan doses are available for free at the county's public health department. Other counties have drug testing strips available as well. Back to school shopping is here, and it doesn't need to strain your wallet. Better Business Bureau President Jim Temner says you should make sure you actually need to buy the things on your child's list of supplies. You might already have things like cleaning supplies, napkins, and other basic sanitary on hand from last year. Be on the lookout for discounts or coupons and shop early to make sure you can find good prices on items rather than having to settle for what's left closer to the start of school. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture has confirmed the appearance of a new invasive species that is attacking elm trees. The agency says elm zigzag sawflies have been found in the Twin Cities at the campus of the University of Minnesota. The insect is native to Asia and was first found in the U.S. in 2021. It was named because of the distinctive zigzag pattern it leaves on elm leaves. The insect can be harmful to elm trees, although the Department of Agriculture says the full impact is still unknown due to the short time it's been present here in the United States. You're listening to WRDN News.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
gotta love the hometown guys.
The 2024 Minnesota State Fair will feature 63 new drinks, including hard seltzers, slushies, mixed drinks, and beers. Some highlights include the Aqua Fresca Hard Slushy from Indeed Brewing, the Apple Pie Hazy Cider from Wild State Cider, and the Attack of the Quack from Shirley Brewing. With a wide range of flavors and options, fairgoers can enjoy refreshing beverages from various local breweries and cideries. As a reminder, drink responsibly and savor the unique offerings at this year's Minnesota State Fair. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly sunny and mild today, with high temperatures a touch warmer, rising to the upper 70s. As a cold front sweeps through the state tonight, chances for light, scattered showers push on in and linger through tomorrow morning. Then, our temperatures take quite a spill as we close out the week. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 74.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Colin Ray won for the 10th time this season, holding the Braves scoreless on 5 hits over 7 shutout innings. Lead the Brewers to a 10-0 win over the Braves in Atlanta. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Willie Adames homered twice and drove in 4 runs in the series opening victory. Manager Pat Murphy said early success at the plate was key.
You have the offense keeping the pressure on from day one. You know, first hitter of the game, Terang set the tone. And then William comes up big after 2 strikeouts and hits the ball down the line. Willie obviously continues with 2 outs. And Willie has a huge night. William has a nice night. A lot of guys contributed. And, you know, that's what it's about.
Brewers banged out 16 hits in the win, staying 6 games in front of the Cardinals, who beat Tampa Bay 4-3. San Diego down Pittsburgh 6-0. Pirates fall 7 games back of the Brewers. Cincinnati down Miami 8-2. Cubs over the Twins 7-3. White Sox finally ending their long 21-game losing streak, knocking off Oakland 5-1. That 21-game skid matched the American League record set by the 1988 Orioles. Packers announcing yesterday quarterback Jordan Love will start the preseason opener against the Browns in Cleveland on Saturday. Coach Matt LaFleur said other veterans will play too.
Just going through kind of reevaluating the last couple of years when we've had guys not play, and then last year having all the guys play, I thought it was beneficial for us early on, especially week one, just to kind of knock some of the rust off. I think there's a lot of value of going through just getting your mind right, ready to get ready to play a football game.
Team USA men's basketball crushing Brazil 122-87, advancing to the semifinals against Serbia tomorrow. The U.S. women's basketball team facing Nigeria today in the women's quarterfinals. U.S. women's soccer team will play for gold after blanking Germany 1-0 in the semifinals yesterday. The U.S. will take on Brazil as they try to win their first gold since the semifinals yesterday. The U.S. will take on Brazil as they try to win their first gold since.
Bill, do people stuck behind you ask how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have tons of quality beds at every price. So anyone, even people like you, can sleep
all night long. All night.
Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But with ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology, you can find the needle in the haystack. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Bob. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Bob. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Bob. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Suarez will be returning from break with some positive momentum. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Kyle Penn. You may know that Victory Junction provides fun, adaptive, and life-changing experiences for kids with all levels of abilities, serious illnesses, and chronic medical conditions. But did you know that camp is free for the children and families we serve? Your support helps every camper build a foundation to live their best life. Make your gift today at victoryjunction.org/donate and feel your heart race.
Daniel Suarez will return to his NASCAR Cup Series car this weekend at the Richmond Raceway and may have a little extra pep in his step after the two-week break. Not only did he marry longtime partner Julia Piquet in Brazil during the first half of the break, Suarez raced last weekend in the NASCAR Brazil Sprint Race Series and won. He took the checkered flag at Interlagos in race 2 of a 3-race weekend. He becomes the first driver to win in 3 International Series events in the same season, winning in Brazil, in NASCAR Mexico, and in the NASCAR Cup Series earlier this year in Atlanta. He's currently 11th on the NASCAR Cup Series playoff grid with 1 win, with 4 races to go before the playoffs begin. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Water is one of the most important nutrients for livestock. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The quality of their drinking water has an effect on health, reproduction, and growth as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of successful farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Ponds and creeks provide a convenient source of drinking water for livestock, but they can also serve as a reservoir for disease organisms and toxins. If your animals are showing signs of gastrointestinal upset, salivation, and have difficulty walking, you might want to test the water. David Fernandez is an extension livestock specialist at the University of Arkansas Pine Bluff. He says there are 4 contaminants to watch for.
I'd be looking at salinity or total dissolved solids, nitrogen levels, and in particular looking at nitrates and nitrites, bacteria, and then blue-green algae. If those weren't really what came up, I'd be thinking about some accidental sources of contamination like petroleum spills or pesticide spills or fertilizer spills, but you wouldn't really test for those so much in the water as you would look for evidence of that having happened around the water.
Bacteria often develop when animals are loafing in the pond. Nitrates come from fertilizer runoff, and if it converts to nitrites, can prevent oxygen from being carried in the blood. High salinity or saltiness can upset the animal's water balance and even cause death.
Once we start getting above about 5,000 parts per million, you can start having problems with your animals not wanting to drink. It may not be safe for calves or pregnant females. And then anything over 7,000 parts per million, you really need to avoid. And over 10,000 would be unsafe and shouldn't be used at all.
Fernandez says to take a water sample to your local extension office and have them test it. He recommends testing twice a year, once when the water quality is best, which tends to be when levels are high from fresh rainfall, and the other time would be usually in late summer when water levels are low and the animals have been loafing in it. Learn more about water quality for livestock at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Timmy, everybody. Great job. Next up for our fifth grade class recital, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high-stress performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through December 28th, Castrol Edge and Edge High Mileage Motor Oil are on rollback at Walmart.
Claim based on sequence dyne test under high-low conditions versus API SP test limits.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhong's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
73 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, double-digit gains in the milk market. September up 55 to 2079. October up 35 to 2117. November up 27 to 2075. December up 19 to 1989. Cheese markets were higher. Barrels up 4 to 195. 40-pound blocks up 6.5 to 196.5. One trade a barrel, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 310 and a quarter, no trades. And dry whey down 3/4 to 59, two trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live cattle markets mostly lower. Feeder cattle also moving up mostly lower. Really a lack of any fresh type of news for traders to get on board the bandwagon here to jump on the bullish bandwagon and move markets higher. Hog markets, meanwhile, they are moving up mostly lower after the correction in cash markets is pressuring markets today. August live cattle down 22 cents to 181.75. October down 65 cents to 178.40. December down 30 cents to 177.75. August feeder cattle down 17 cents to 242.82. September down $1.17 to 239.40. October down $1.02 to 238. August hogs down 82 cents to 90.45. October down $1.65 to 74.75. And December down $1.42 to 67.52. Chicago Board of Trade corn, soybeans, and wheat all continue to move mostly lower. With fresh news lacking and weather really non-threatening for the row crops, look for grain prices to chop around near the recent lows as we continue to head towards that big USDA crop report on Monday. September corn down 5.5 to 383 and a quarter. December and March down 4.25. December at 401, March 418. New crop 25 down 2.5 to 445 and 3/4. August and September beans down 6. August at 1022.5. September at 1008. November down 5.75 to 1021. New crop 25 down 7.75 to 1056.75. August soybean meal down 560 to 342.10. August soybean oil up $1.30 to 42.17. Chicago wheat, September down 5.5 to 537.75. December down 5 to 561.5. Minneapolis wheat, September down 5.25 to 587.25. December down 4.75 to 607.5. Energy markets today, September crude oil up 224 to 75.44. October up 206 to 74.40. September gas up 4 cents now to 237. October also up 4 cents to 218. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. How overturning the Chevron deference will likely impact agriculture. We'll explain coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
There's been a lot of talk about what the Supreme Court's decision to overturn the Chevron defense case really means. Washington Representative Dan Newhouse says the decision reverses a massive 1984 decision that increased the regulatory powers of federal agencies.
I think this is exactly what that is. This is a return of constitutional power and authority to the legislative branch. The intention of congressional efforts is what should be of primary importance, and not the interpretation by a federal agency of what that intent should be.
Newhouse says it's how things should have been all along.
This is a pretty landmark decision, something that we're still trying to, I guess, get our arms totally around on how extensive this affects laws that are already on the books and those that will be proposed in the future.
Newhouse says it removes a lot of the guesswork.
First of all, I think it's a great victory. It truly is, because it does take that that power from the federal agencies back to the legislative branch.
As for decisions about agriculture, Newhouse says it should help.
Impacts to the agricultural industry will not be dependent on the whims of whatever administration happens to be in office, but will be more closely following statutory law.
Newhouse believes that the decision reiterates the constitutional premise that Congress is tasked with making the laws interpreted by the courts, not unelected bureaucrats. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network. Small Town Big Heart during the 141st Pierce County Fair, Thursday through Sunday at the fairgrounds in Ellsworth. New this year, enjoy the great music of Johnny Cash with the Church of Cash Thursday at 7. The Truck and Tractor Pull is Friday at 8. Senior Day is Sunday. Advanced season passes and ride tickets are still available at the Pierce County website, the Pierce County Fair Office, and select merchants around the county. It's the 141st Pierce County Fair, Thursday through Sunday at the fairgrounds in Ellsworth. With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Corn and soybeans are not the only crops struggling in places with too much rain. Terry Sorensen, owner of Valhalla Orchard in Door County, says his cherries are dealing with too much water.
Our biggest challenge really in managing tree health has been just the volume of water that we've had. And trees, especially Montmorency cherry trees, don't enjoy water. They want to grow in a gravel pothole in the middle of a road where it doesn't rain and they only get spoon-fed water. So we're growing ripe red fruit in the Great Lakes region where we naturally have rainfall and high humidity. And that, this year in 2024, has made this business incredibly challenging.
The excess moisture is forcing him to change growing methods this year.
Our cherry operation is an interesting one in that I'm very open-minded to multiple approaches to growing the crop. For instance, this year we were using, for a while, some organic certified compounds to control leaf diseases. But with the volume of rain, they weren't holding, and we had to switch plans into a more conventional but yet very reduced risk fungicide to control the fire. So I think it's important to realize that the toolbox exists and that there's multiple tools in it, and you just have to be adaptable, especially if you want to be sustainable.
Tony and Terry Sorensen are first-generation cherry farmers and started their journey in 2008. They own and operate Sorens Valhalla Orchard in Sturgeon Bay. The orchard is 100 acres of approximately 18,000 cherry trees. As of January 1st, Wisconsin honeybee colonies for operations with five or more colonies totaled 31,000. That represents a 15% increase from the 27,000 colonies reported at the same time last year, but marks a significant 37% decrease from the 49,000 colonies that were recorded on October 1st of 2023. The peak number of colonies during the January through March 2024 quarter was 55,000. During the January through March 2024 quarter, honeybee colonies, though, experienced a loss of 1,600 colonies, translating to a 3% loss rate. That's notably lower than the 11% loss rate for the same period in 2023. The loss of agricultural land to different types of development is a longstanding topic at the national and state levels. The University of Illinois Farm Doc Daly says development accounted for 55% of the 1.6 million acres lost in eight Midwestern states during the 21st century. The states include Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Ohio, and Wisconsin. The National Land Cover Database says agriculture land in the eight Midwest states dropped from 150,312,467 acres in 2009 to 148,716,812 acres in 2021. That's a drop of almost 1.6 million acres. Of that number, 877,386 acres were converted to developed land, likely due to urbanization, infrastructure expansion, or other development activities. The Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa will unveil new advances in soy-based technologies. The Iowa Soybean Association, in partnership with Iowa State University and the Farm Progress Show, announced the completion of an enhanced soy-based asphalt project at the heart of the Central Iowa Fairgrounds near Boone. The 42,560-square-foot asphalt base is a continuation of an initial project unveiled at the 2022 Farm Progress Show. Infrastructure and demand are two priorities for our soybean farmers, said Suzanne Sherborn, ISA president. Soy's incorporation in asphalt enhances the product's durability and longevity and reduces maintenance costs. At the same time, she said, it also increases demand for soybean oil, improves the product's environmental footprint, and benefits the fairgrounds as well. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more. Clouds will be on the increase today in our ag weather forecast. We will have some chances of showers tonight and into Thursday. and then below normal temperatures are still expected, but quiet weather for the weekend. Partly sunny throughout the day today, a slight chance of a shower this afternoon, highs 71 to 76. Relative humidities at 50 to 55%, south winds at 5 to 8. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 70% chance of a shower or storm. Lows 58 to 63, relative humidities at 93 to 98%. South winds at 5 to 8, shifting to the southwest. We'll see anywhere from 2/10 to 3/10 of an inch of precipitation. For Thursday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower early. Highs 65 to 70. Relative humidities at 55 to 60%, northwest winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 25, a trace to 5/100 of an inch of precipitation expected. Could see about 8 hours of sunshine. For Friday, partly sunny, high 65 to 70. Saturday, sunshine, high 70 to 75. Sunday, sunny, high 75 to 80. Monday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. And Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 75 to 80.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Lay back and smell the sun, warm up the Georgia pine. Feels so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything. Living like we'll never die. Come on and stay a while. If you don't believe me, why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms round me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything I need and nothing that I don't. Street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything I need.
Oh, no.
And nothing that I don't.
Oh, no.
Everything I need. Everything I need, nothing that I don't. Everything I need, nothing that I don't. Oh, everything I need, and nothing that I don't.
Well, I got my
first truck when I was three. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees, hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few hundred bucks. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights, I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase Lounge. Backed into my spot at the drive-in show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. All stand up. Rust or a brand new machine, once around the block and you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. Are just something women like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
She was dressed to kill. I was in my booth. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah. But we talked for a while in a corner booth. Before closing time, she caught me by surprise. She said, give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I feel in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town. Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks.
Windows down, wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet.
Your Chevrolet.
She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away.
Is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
doesn't text and I ain't her jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on her street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Our break turned into broke up. Solo in the cab of my truck. Yeah, I thought about taking it back to the store, 'cause it's the nicest bottle that I ever paid for. But then again, if I had that money back, I'd just find a bar and go run up a tab. I could go for a whiskey, I could go for a beer, but hell, I'm already here. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a Silver Oak 1998. Drinking cab in a solo, solo in the cab of my truck. She just turned out the lights. Guess she meant it when she said goodbye. Man, I swear I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom walls. Looking like my plan didn't work out at all. That break turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a Silver Oak 1998. Solo, solo in the cab of my truck. Yeah, I'm drinking cab in a solo, solo in the cab of my truck.
About a burning house. You were stuck inside, I couldn't get you out. I laid beside you and pulled you close, and the two of us went up in smoke. Love isn't all that it seems. I did you wrong. I'll stay you until this dream is gone. I've been sleepwalking, been wandering all night, trying to take what's lost and broken, make it right. I've been sleepwalking, too close to the fire, but it's the only place that I can hold you tight. In this burning house, I see you at a party and you look the same. I could take you back, but people don't ever change. thought you'd find. Love isn't all that it seems. I did you wrong. I'll stay here with you till this dream is gone. I've been sleepwalking, been wandering all night, trying to take what's lost and broken, make it right. I've been sleepwalking, too close to the fire, but it's the only place that I can hold you tight. In this burning house, flames are getting bigger now. In this burning house, I can hold on to you somehow. In this burning house,